cliffcentral.com. George Meany, how are you, sir?
I'm good, and you, Gareth? Sorry, good. my gardener, his timing is impeccable.
So
I was like just about to click on the link, and the doorbell rang.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hello. At least he wasn't mowing the lawn at the same time. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to hear you. So, George, what do we got this week? Yeah. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Let me put my phone on silent because that will ring. So the first thing is, ICE vehicles or internal combustion engine vehicles have battled and not been able to reach the under 2 second 0 to 100 kilometers per hour race to 100 sure. k's an hour. So, you get supercars, hypercars, and they're doing in the 3 seconds. Most of the time, superbikes can do between 2 and 3 seconds from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour. Mm-hmm. But ever since the advent of electric vehicles, this time from 0 to 100 has come way down. I mean, with the Model S, that Plaid that's just released by Elon Musk, he was able to get the car to do 0 to 100, I think, in about 2 seconds, just under 2 seconds. Hmm. But there's another car that's taken the record, and that is this car by the name of a Batista.
Wow.
And this is what it looks like. It's called a Batista.
Look at that. Sexy.
This car company was actually formed in 1930, but they've just designed and developed a fully electric, battery electric hypercar, which is this Batista.
Looks good.
Beautiful looking.
Oh, it looks like a really nice car. I like it.
This Batista can do 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 1.8 seconds.
Sure.
Now, that's fast.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know what the fastest car you've been in, Gareth, but that's fast.
George, if your takeoff time is that fast, you could spin out of control very, very easily, right? I mean, if you've got wheels that are moving that quickly, the engine that's delivering that much power, you better have your hands tight on that steering wheel, and you better be going forward and have a little bit of space and wiggle room, because you might cause big shit. To go from 0 to 100 in that kind of time is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And this car, so that while they've designed the car to go that quick at 1.8 seconds, they've also had to think about the brakes, because you've got to stop the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the car can do 100 kilometers an hour to zero in 31 meters.
Speaking of brakes, I heard you on your podcast, on the Auto Trader podcast, talking about how you reckon that one of the best ways people can learn to drive better, save on fuel, everything, and have just a, an all-round more like civilized way of behaving in the car is to learn how to brake properly and to brake less. And it was kind of a funny moment in the promo that I've seen, where you laugh that you're not telling people not to use their brakes. You don't want to cause crashes, but like you can be a little more judicious about how you use your brakes, and it's good. It's good to do that. To do it.
There's a whole bunch of reasons to do it. And, besides saving fuel, because I feel like using your brakes less, anticipating the stop, stops you from accelerating hard and stops you from braking hard, which then uses less fuel. But it also is safer. Mm-hmm. Because, one of the biggest safety tips I ever give people is the criminal can't break your window. A criminal can't hijack you if the car is moving.
Yes.
So have this mindset of a continually moving car. A human being can only run at about 20 odd kilometers per hour for a couple of seconds.
Hmm. Good point. Well put. See, we learn new things every week. What else you got for us?
So this is an interesting one for people going on holiday in December, and that is why do some babies hate car seats?
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, so they've done a little bit of research around this, and it turns out that it's not uncommon. I mean, babies are human beings. They're just ones that can't communicate properly. They haven't really developed. So they can't express what's wrong. And a lot of the time, it turns out that the car seat has been improperly installed, that the child gets motion sickness or gets bored.
That's why they cry so much in the back in the car seat, right?
If the child's eaten food recently, the car ride and the tight belts can make their stomach upset.
You don't want that. No.
And many parents put a child in a car seat, and because they're strapped in and they can't move, it's a recipe for just leaving them alone. The child still has to be stimulated, yes, and not be bored.
Yes. These are all good points. Yeah, I don't care because I don't have children, but I feel sorry for people who have to think about this shit. Because I've seen, even with babies that I know, nephews, friends who have kids, it's a major thing to get them into their car seats, and they complain and they bitch and moan. And even up to the age of like 4 or 5 or 6, the kids are still complaining about that stuff. So I get it. I'm with you, parents. I'm with you.
So the other thing about car seats is, up to what age is a car seat appropriate? Now, that's the wrong question to ask. The reason a car seat exists for toddlers and for children getting older is not because of the car seat itself. It's because of the height of the child and the seatbelt across the neck of the car. That's the reason the car seat mainly exists, is because the car itself doesn't have seatbelts to strap in a little human being.
Right. So it doesn't matter how old, but it's about how well the kid fits into one of the adult seats, or it needs to be in a car seat.
Correct. Yes. Gotcha. And so the test is really is to see where the seatbelt crosses the child. And whether the child is tall enough or not. You can have a child on a booster seat or a car seat up to the age of 13.
Jeez,
some kids are really short.
A little bit embarrassing, though, for a 13-year-old, because their friends don't want to see them in a car seat. I mean, George, do you think that there are 20 and 30-year-olds who are still attached to their car seats? Maybe it's like a weird, fetishy, strange adult child fantasy thing where the kid is like, or the adult is like, oh, will you be goity? Because they still talk like a baby and all that stuff. Oh my God.
It's like having a dummy at the age of 12.
Right. It's a bit of a problem. Yeah.
Some adults need them, though. Mm-hmm. Talk too much.
All right.
And then finally, this LADA was modified by a crowd called Garage 54. This was just an interesting YouTube video, and I can post the link, but I'll show you some photographs. But what they did with this LADA is they put 4 steering wheels in the car. Okay. And it was just a fun project for these 4 crazy guys. And each steering wheel controlled one wheel. And they thought, well, this is going to be an exercise of teamwork. Let's see if we can get this car to actually drive through a slalom around a track. And they failed dismally, proving that human beings just can't work together.
What a mess. So they could not, with each of the wheels being in control of one person, there was no way the 4 of them could get it to work properly. I'm not surprised.
They crashed this car in the bushes. They almost turned it upside down. It was, if you watch the YouTube video, it is an absolute laugh. So great. I'll post the link to the actual video itself. But it just proves, you know, human beings working together, very difficult thing to get right. CliffCentral.com.